Thank you. Thank you for that, Jay Winter Nightwolf. Geraldine Buford, can we just have a final comment from you? What we want to do is we have an interview that we did with Uncle Bobby and Sister Beatrix X, who are family members, uncle and aunt of Oscar Grant, who was killed in Oakland. And let's have a final thought from you before we go to that clip.
Let us remind... Mrs. Buford... Excuse me, just for a second, Mrs. Buford. I want to remind our listeners that you're in tuned to Pacifica Radio's live coverage from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. And this is part of it tonight. The mothers are talking. We have one of the mothers, Mrs. Buford, on the line. Go ahead, please.
I just want to end with, you know, my son was killed by an officer. His name was Miguel Masso of Oakland, California Police Department. He was, he did two tours in Iraq, and he did have the mindset of militarized policing. My son was racially profiled. It was three young men, and they drew one on the ground, threw one against the fence. My son ran. The police officer chased him 5 city blocks. He brandished his weapon, shooting himself. And then my son fell. He stood over my son while bleeding and shot him in the heart. My son, before he did all this, he turned off his lapel camera. I must make that point. I agree with the brother before, because when the police came, after he murdered my son, he called to his brothers in blue. They picked him up and took him to the hospital on the gun-inflicted shot that he had of his own, and left my son to bleed out after he was yelling, "I didn't do anything."
And Geraldine, unfortunately,
that's why.
Unfortunately, this is a story that we hear all too often, Geraldine. We really appreciate you joining us this evening. We want to fit in. This is Pacifica Radio's national coverage from the DNC, and we are on the floor in Philadelphia, and we now want to go to Uncle Bobby, as he's well known.
And I thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
We need policy change, and that's where it starts and ends.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Geraldine Buford.
Okay.
And earlier this evening, Askia and I spoke with Uncle Bobby and as well as Sister Beatrix. And why don't we go to part of that interview right now? This is Margaret Prescott. I'm here with Askia Muhammad.
Hey.
And we are on the ground in Philadelphia inside the Wells Fargo building. And from what we understand of the schedule this evening, mothers whose sons were killed are going to be on the platform. Of course, these are women who are also Hillary supporters, and I understand the theme for this evening will be children and families. Well, also in town and in studio with us are two family members of Oscar Grant. I'm sure his name is likely familiar to many of you who are listening right now. There was a film made about his killing, his murder, really, by police in Oakland. That film was called Fruitville Station. So we're delighted to have joining us live here for our coverage the man that everybody knows as Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bobby, I got to look at your other name, because I always call you Uncle Bobby.
Right.
Cephas Johnson, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Margaret. I'm really appreciative to this opportunity to speak to your listener.
Okay, and also with us, the aunt of Oscar Grant, we have Sister Beatrix X. Sister Beatrix, thank you for joining us.
Good evening. How are you?
All right.
And thank you for having me, and I'm honored to be here with you.
Yeah, and people should know that they literally traveled all night. I don't think Sister Beatrix slept, or I don't think you had much either. And they both were part of the Women's Speak Out, which was a fantastic event. And Uncle Bobby just brought the house down, and so did Sister Beatrix. But let us start out by talking about what is to happen this evening. You have mothers that are going to be presenting and speaking on the platform.
So, and also, I guess the question that comes to mind, how do you manage the frustration and pain that you feel? You know, Jimmy Baldwin said, if you're black in America, you are probably in a perpetual state of rage. And so you are not gritting your teeth. You don't have rocks in your jaws. How do you manage to contain your pain and then share with others things that they can do to alleviate the problems that you have been endured?
Well, I'll tell you, what I've come to learn through this movement, especially with the loss of my nephew, Oscar Grant, to the murder of Johannes Mezley, was that when the Oakland community embraced us, stood with us, cried with us, prayed for us, went back and forth to court with us, but most importantly, utilizing their First Amendment right to speak to their very injustice. And because of that embrace, because of that community coming together, and because we allowed them into our space to love our nephew also, we was able for the first time to get an officer charged, arrested, convicted, and sent to jail. So because of that, you know, the embrace of the community, I found that that was so empowering that I felt that it was necessary for me to embrace every possible family that I could to give that same type of love, that same sense of direction, that same sense of hope, that same sense of idea that this community involvement is critical to seeking justice for your loved one.
And Sister Beatrice, on the question then of what's happening on the floor this evening, and we'll be hearing from mothers.
I'd like to just say, I have a son, and I'm in no way can I understand, although I have worked with all these and met these mothers, and Wanda is my sister-in-law, I have no
And that's
real,
Oscar's mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could never, ever speak on their pain. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But for many years, I have been working with these mothers, and the overwhelming, it's like you said, being black in America, I'm a mother of a son, and that's a group no mother wants to be part of. But you live with the fact that you could. You don't want it. I don't want it. No mother wants it. But living in America and having a son and a daughter, we often leave out the girls, but boys and girls, and being a black and brown mother in America, it's a daily struggle just to wake up, and every time your children walk out the house, you don't know if you're going to get the call and be that mother. So I in no way know their pain, but Oscar Grant was not my first police brutality case, which was in 1985, but that was the first mother. We drove up and down the highway to Los Angeles from Oakland because they moved the trial. The week of the verdict, we were in the hotel room together waiting for the verdict. I saw the struggle of her waking just to get out of bed, you know, so I don't know that pain. I talk to a lot of mothers, call me, and they call me and speak to me in confidant, and I can just listen. But as I listen, the reality is I'm a black mother in America. That's what I do know. And so for me, as a black mother in America, although I have not lost a child, I want somebody to do something now so I won't lose a child. I want accountability right now, like yesterday. Me.
You know, after the proceedings yesterday, Donald Trump sent out a tweet. You all didn't, the Democrats didn't mention any of the police. And so it occurred to me that, as you mentioned, you got this dirty cop who was guilty of a crime against a young, innocent black child, Oscar Grant, well-known story. What's his name? So we can lift his name up. Okay, we got a cop for you, Donald. What's that officer's name? So you say we don't know about the cops. We don't wish death on anyone. We don't wish, I certainly don't wish harm for anyone just because they wear a uniform or any other persuasion or thing that they choose to follow. But he said, okay, we didn't mention any cops. What's that guy's name? So we can maybe lift him up and say, yeah, we know some cops that you should know about, Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence and all you Tea Partiers.
Right. I mean, clearly, Johannes Mezley of the Oakland BART Police Department is the officer that we know that even admitted that he thought Oscar had a gun when he pulled his gun out and shot Oscar Cinemass in the back and killed him on that BART platform in Oakland, California on January 1st. We will never forget it. And everywhere that I go, I make sure people see not just the picture.
All righty. And so we heard from Uncle Bobby, and we are coming up to the top of the hour. This is Margaret Prescott here with Askia Muhammad. We are on the floor in Radio Row in the Wells Fargo Convention Center, and we are just going to pause for a moment, and we are going to continue our live coverage from the DNC. And coming up also, we are going to be getting a report of what's happening on the floor, and also waiting in the wings to speak with us from across the pond is the Black Member of Parliament, Diane Abbott. I remember her from years ago, traveling to the UK and being from Barbados, visiting the home country and hearing about Diane Abbott, certainly before she became a Member of Parliament, and she is now a huge supporter. Of Jeremy Corbyn, the new leader of the Labour Party. So we are just going to speak with Diane Abbott. Why don't we go right now then to Diane Abbott? And remember, this is Pacifica Radio's live coverage at the DNC. This is Margaret Prescott. I'm here with Askia Muhammad, and I'm really delighted to welcome you, Diane Abbott, remembering you from so many years ago, from my colleagues in London at the Crossroads Women's Center down at Camden, people who are active in the Momentum movement, and I've actually been raising it within this context because Jeremy Corbyn, so many people got so excited about his election as head of the Labour Party, and now we see the backlash against Jeremy happening. And those of us in the United States, we're looking very closely at Jeremy and at the movement that grew out of Jeremy Corbyn's campaign. So welcome, Diane Abbott, and tell us why you're here at the DNC and what is the latest happening with a Jeremy Corbyn campaign.
Well, first of all, I'm really excited to be at the DNC because it's historic. The first female Democratic nominee. So, you know, I'm here to see history made and to meet up with old friends. I've got a friend who is now a congresswoman in Alabama, but she was my intern many years ago, so it's been great to see her. With Jeremy, there's been a terrible backlash, and he is traveling and campaigning and talking to people around his issues, peace abroad, social justice at home. But the truth is, there's been a backlash in the media and amongst some members of parliament, but he remains hugely popular with ordinary people. And the Labour Party now is nearly 500,000 people big.
All righty, what we're going to have to do is we'll just take a very short break. Diane Abbott, Member of Parliament, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here at your local community radio.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory. providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 5:59 p.m., and we are going to continue with Pacifica Radio's coverage of the 2016 Democratic National Convention. And just so you know, you can hear KBOO at K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM, and K282BH Philomath at 104.3 FM.
Zapoteco, Alto Bajo, Triqui, Nahuatl. Being there and listening to them express themselves in their own language, their culture, their way of life, is such a gratifying feeling. This is a school without walls, where you can teach anyone that can hear you. You can show them how to hold the power of the voices and help us build a stronger and better community.
You are what makes community radio possible and meaningful. You keep community radio on the air. Thank you for listening, and thank you for giving us your support.
Keep our radio free.
We return now to special coverage of the National Presidential Convention.
We are now back. This is Margaret Prescott. I'm here with Askia Muhammad. We are in the convention hall for the Democratic National Convention. A lot going on, a lot of turmoil, protests, and more happening. But right now, we are going to continue our discussion for people.